My dear brothers and sisters in Jesus and our Blessed Mother. Last week, I encountered some small distractions in my prayer life. Call it small, but sometimes these small distractions are pretty frustrating. I've often said this earlier, but I find the morning hours, early morning, to be the best time for prayer. But in the last weeks, just have been finding it absolutely hard, so difficult to get up in the morning. Maybe it's getting colder, I do not know, but just having to get up in the morning. The other distraction was sports. See, India took on Australia in cricket all of the last couple of weeks, and when I get up in the morning at 5:30, the game is just ending in India. And those of you who follow sports, there's nothing like catching the last bits, you know, of the game. So the first thing you want to know is get onto the internet and check the scores, right? Now, if you're curious, no, I did not give in to the temptation. Having said that, one day while I was sitting in my prayer, I asked myself some juvenile questions. I said to myself, if I have to drag myself to my prayer corner, if I have to even deal with this whole question of should I click on the internet first or pray first, I mean, why am I doing what I'm doing? Why do I pray? What am I getting out of this? And when I asked myself those questions, I kind of surprised myself. But then I thought, since these questions have come to my mind, I must answer them. I'm going to do that a little later in the homily. Before I do that, let me kind of draw the context within which we are describing and talking about prayer. I didn't have to search for a theme for this week's homily, because the gospel lays it out very clearly in the very first sentence we heard read. Jesus shared this parable because he wanted to teach the disciples the necessity to pray always without becoming weary. Pray always without becoming weary. Now, there are common strands between the first reading and the gospel reading, that parable that you hear. Each of these readings show the connection between three things. First, there's God. Second, there is the human person. And third, there is a difficult situation confronting the person. So if you heard the first reading, you have Moses, and the entire people are facing a battle with the Amalekites. So you have Moses, you have God, and you have the Amalekites, the enemy. Three things. In the gospel reading, you have the judge who plays the role of God, that is God. Then you have this woman who's a widow, and an adversary. Again, three things. In each of these situations, the human person is looking at God to help them, to help him or her deal with the adversary or the situation. So that's the context. Those are the parables, those are the stories. And I want to draw three practical implications from these two readings for us today. First of all, I think these readings are defining prayer for us. Based on today's readings, I would like to define prayer as the link between God, prayer as the link between God, our life situation, and us. Didn't I say there are three things? There's us, There's God, a life situation, and prayer as being the link between these three things. Now, the first element is each one of us, me, right? When we get up in the morning, we become aware of our presence. Second, I'm sure each day when we get up in the morning, we think of everything else that we've got to face for today. We become aware of ourselves, but we also become aware of our life situation. I'm reminded of the 33 miners who were in the trapped in the mine for all these days, for 69 days in Chile, right? Think of them, their life situation. For 17 days, they had no contact with the outside world. Can you believe that? 17 days not knowing whether they would live or die. 17 days. I'm sure they prayed. Each one of us perhaps finds ourselves in some challenging situation each day, if not in the bowels of the earth. Be it friendship, be it family, be it health, be it finances, or work, every day we face challenges. Now, prayer simply means that we allow God to be the link between us and our life situation. Did you hear that the miners, when they came up, what they had written on their t-shirt? Each one of their t-shirt had Psalm 94, verse 5, printed at the back. And the t-shirt said, read, "Whose hands hold the depths of the earth, who owns the tops of the mountains." That's Psalm 94, 5. Prayer does not mean that we have our way in these situations. Prayer means that we allow God to be the link between us and the situation, that we allow God to be God in this situation. It's one way of looking at prayer. That's my first point. Secondly, prayer is not about changing the situation all the time. Sometimes prayer changes us. Now, if you heard today's first reading very carefully, it's almost very comical, isn't it? Moses is, and the people, they are fighting the Amalekites, and for some reason, Moses lifts his hand up in prayer. Now, as long as he kept his hands in prayer, the Israelites would win over the Amalekites. And every time his hands would ache and he would bring his hands down, the Amalekites would win over the Israelites. I find that a little comical. If it would be that easy, you know, keep your hands up, you'll win. If you put your hands down, you lose. So Moses' hands ached so badly that they actually found people to prop his arms up. Finally, they won the battle. Now, you will not find this strategy in any war book, right? You won't find the strategy anywhere. In the gospel, the widow was heard for her stubborn persistence, Jesus says. Now, my interpretation of both of these, Moses and the widow, is simply this. They thought that they were having an impact on God. They thought that their actions were influencing God. Actually, that is not the case. By keeping his hands raised, Moses learned to depend on God and keep his eyes focused on God, not on the battle. It's not the situation that's changing. Moses changed. Moses learned the importance of keeping your eyes focused on God. By constantly nagging the judge, the woman learned perseverance and persistence. Prayer changed them. The only unchanging factor is God. My dear friends, when I look at my own life, there are so many, many, many times when I wanted the situation to change without changing myself. And so prayer does not always change things, but it certainly changes us. For example, we cannot remain in serious sin and expect change from God. We cannot continue to hold grudges in our hearts and expect change. We cannot be lazy and casual about our relationship with God and expect change. Prayer changes us before it changes the situation. My third point. So here I come back to my question about what is prayer and why am I praying? The question that I raised at the beginning of my homily. Now, if you remember, over the last few weeks, couple of weeks, we've been talking about faith. And I said in the last 2 weeks that faith is the gratitude we feel in our hearts for knowing God. I don't know if you remember this or not. I preached this twice last week and the week before. Faith is the gratitude we feel in our hearts that we know God. We are grateful. God, we know you. That itself is faith. Faith is its own reward, I said. Now, my answer to the question about prayer and why do I pray was very similar to what I said the last 2 weeks. I spend time with God in prayer because prayer is the expression of my faith in God. That's why I pray. Prayer is allowing God to be God in my life. Prayer is being who I am in the presence of God. I do not pray because I need things from God. I pray because I need God. I pray because I need God more than my morning sleep. I pray I need God more than cricket. I believe with my whole being that without God, my life is meaningless and senseless. And prayer is the expression of that belief. So even though the questions that I raised were juvenile, the answers that I got gave me some comfort. God, please, I need you. As we come to celebrate this Eucharist, as Catholics we realize, is there a greater prayer than the prayer that we pray from this altar? All our efforts during the week that we make to reach closer in our relationship with God, all the effort that we make, we bring it here in the weekend. And God, Christ, raises this prayer to the Father. And what does Jesus' prayer look like? That is Jesus' prayer. That is his prayer. He was who he was in the presence of God. He allowed God to be God in his life. And that is what we celebrate this in this Eucharist. Jesus being God to each one of us. And Jesus taking our own efforts to be in the presence of God and raising it to the Father. So as we offer this sacrifice, let's not take this as something we do. Rather, here we are. We are being ourselves, God's presence, and we allow God to be God for each one of us. Let us grow in our prayer, and as we grow, may we discover God even more deeply in our lives. The people of God said, Amen. Amen.